But we begin with Chandler-based opioid manufacturer Insys Therapeutics. That company has filed for bankruptcy, and this comes as expenses rise from ongoing lawsuits and investigations into the company's opioid drug Subsys. Just last week, the company pled guilty to fraud charges, and it has agreed to pay upwards of $200 million to the federal government. In May, the executives of Insys and four of his co-defendants were found guilty of racketeering and conspiracy. And here to tell us more about the Chandler-based company is Katie Zesma, a national correspondent with The Washington Post. Katie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So I want to start with a little bit of background here. Insys has been accused of some pretty egregious things, attuned to bribing doctors. Give us a little bit of a sense of the charges here.
Yeah, so essentially Insys and its has been accused of essentially bribing doctors for engaging in a conspiracy. And in May, a federal jury in Boston found its founder, John Kapoor, and four former executives guilty of racketeering. You know, the Department of Justice kind of outlined how the scheme worked, and the example they gave was a pain clinic in New Hampshire. So basically, a physician assistant, wrote zero prescriptions for Subsys this first year, and then the second year he wrote 672 prescriptions for it and allegedly received $44,000 in kickbacks, according to the U.S. attorney. So that is how they're alleging that this scheme worked.
Yeah. Can prosecutors sort of zero in on the effect that this particular drug might have had in terms of the broader opioid crisis? Many, many manufacturers of opioids are now being prosecuted, right?
They are, yes. So there is actually a distinction with this. This is a drug called fentanyl, which is a very, very powerful painkiller that I'm sure many people have heard about. It's actually driving drug overdose deaths right now, but not this type of fentanyl. This is pharmaceutical-grade fentanyl that is typically given in hospitals and doctors' offices. The fentanyl driving the crisis right now is actually illegally made, for the most part, in China and then cut into the drug supply. But this is very significant because this is the first time that we've had, the head of a drug manufacturer convicted on charges, and the first time that a drug manufacturer has declared bankruptcy because of those charges.
So, Katie, does this give the government and prosecutors confidence going forward with other cases against some of these other drug companies? Does this indicate that this is an area ripe for prosecution and the fact that they will have enough evidence to go forward and this is the direction we'll expect to go?
Well, I can't speak for what evidence they have in other cases right now, but there is a lot of litigation happening surrounding drug companies at the moment. More than 30 states are suing drug companies up and down the opioid supply chain on various charges. And there's also a huge federal case in Cleveland right now where there's more than 1,600 plaintiffs who are suing drug manufacturers and distributors and pharmacies to try to get money to help pay for the effects of the opioid crisis. So there's a lot of litigation. And, being that the federal government was able to, secure this conviction and then, the company subsequently, filed for bankruptcy, I think that is a big deal. And it is the first time that this has happened. And it may happen again. Purdue Pharma, which manufactures OxyContin, has said that bankruptcy is an option that it's exploring. It's not taking it, but they have said it is something that's on the table. So it will definitely be something to look for as these cases, kind of wind out over the next couple of months.
Is that going to be true for some of the larger companies? Like now Johnson & Johnson is being implicated in some of this, right?
Yes, there is a trial in Oklahoma right now that involves Johnson & Johnson. I may think it's going to be up to each individual company to decide what it wants to do. We can't predict whether they will or will not file bankruptcy, but it is, as I said, Insys has done it, and it is kind of like the first one to go forward. So it's definitely something to watch for, in the future.
All right. That's Katie Zesma, a national correspondent with The Washington Post, with the latest on Insys Therapeutics. Katie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.